I'd just like to lead off by saying that there's a tremendous amount of people who put a lot of effort who appreciate the fact that you've taken the time from your schedule to call, and we'll make sure that everybody knows that that did happen. I know they'll be extremely, extremely pleased.
Well, that is so important that because we place a great importance on what you're doing up there.
I can give you a little bit of an update. Right now, of course, the environment is extremely harsh, and the hover barge that we are going to take over there to actually break the path through the ice has been sitting for quite some time, over 2 years. And so the major effort here by VECO, the company that actually owns the barge, has been to ensure that it's totally safe and will make it free of any maintenance problems that might occur. And that's been somewhat of the holdup, because that kind of relates to the safety of the air crew that will actually be towing the barge over to the community of Barrow.
Yes, I know, and that is an Alaska National Guard operation, isn't it?
That's correct. The helicopter is a CH-54 Skycrane, of course, one of a dying breed. Without the helicopter, this particular operation would be impossible. But really, the operation is a conglomeration of private sector industry, ARCO, Standard Oil, VECO, and, of course, the National Guard is in here. We're pulling it together. And then, additionally, there's a tremendous number of people in the communities of Barrow that, from a Greenpeace organization to National Marine Fisheries, they're really giving a hand. And it's extremely moving when you see the interest that's been generated, not only here but across the nation.
Well, I was going to say yes, it is. The television keeps us apprised of virtually on a daily basis of the plight of the whales and photographing them and all. But through this, we've become aware of how much all of you are doing up there. And I just want to tell you that everybody down here, their hearts are with you, and we just, our prayers are also with you, and anything that we can say or do to help you along with the success of the operation, we'd be pleased to do it.
Well, sir, I think that this phone call, believe it or not, related to the crews that are out there right now in the below freezing weather, will make a substantial difference in the morale. This is the kind of thing that kind of makes it all worthwhile. And, of course, the end product of hopefully saving those whales is going to really be the teeth.
Well, you can tell them all that we're very proud of all of you and what you're doing up there. And I'll let you get on with your rescue mission now, but just know that a great many people are praying for all of you.
We appreciate it, sir. I'd like to just close the conversation with one thing. There's a couple of people that were really instrumental in the early stages of helping us out. You know, one is Senator Stevens. The other was Governor Steve Cooper. And I'm not saying that for any reason other than to just, without them in the beginning, helping all of the organizations, the Greenpeace, the National Guard, everybody else, I don't think we'd be here today. And, of course, your interest is extremely helpful.
Well, appreciate that, and I have a high regard for the two gentlemen you just